Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Born October 1st in Castro Valley and raised in Newark, California, he overcame a childhood populated with a drunken father and a mentally unstable mother to become one of the most fearless stand-up comedians in the business. You've seen his comedy specials, Norman Rockwell Is Bleeding, Love Is Evil, Amerigedon, The Angry Pursuit of Happiness, Voice in My Head, and more. You can keep up with him through his website, ChristopherTitus.com, and you can listen to his podcast, Armageddon Update, on numerous digital platforms. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Christopher Titus.
What have you been up to besides hunkering down?
I'm just trying to survive the current apocalypse. How are you guys doing commenting on it? You guys got it nailed down. What kind of crazy ass nightmare are we living in right now?
No, it's awful. Well, it depends. Like, it depends on the day. Some days the nightmare is just the facts that are coming in. Sometimes the nightmare is people who listen getting angry because you won't stop talking about a hoax or a fraud or a plot to bring a president or an economy down. It is, right. You're just stuck in the middle listening to the crazy people.
I think we're at a place right now where we're just kind of waiting it out now, man. It seems like what I'm really glad is everyone's really got their crap together when it comes to masks and surviving this. You know, we're like New Zealand. There's no more cases. It's great, isn't it? Morons. It takes 5 minutes to read a thing and go, oh yeah, maybe we should do that. What happened to guys who actually talk about, yeah, man, I'm going to save the country. I got an AR-15, man, but I ain't putting no piece of panty on my face to stop some deadly virus that don't exist. So I'm having a problem with all of it. But we are in the weirdest time in our lifetimes, my brother.
It is. I never thought it would be this weird. And it's the you know what it is? It's the crazy-ass perfect storm that we've got. We got everything it takes to ruin your day. Politics, upcoming election. You got inequality. You've got, you know, economy problems. You got people being sick by an invisible. And for whatever reason, man, at least if you caught the COVID virus and you burst into flame, people would buy into it. But you got these people like, man, you're one of them sheeps that believes in the science. Queer.
Yeah.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
And they're bleeding like a sheep and they're calling us. It's just a funny thing to me. It's like, no, I just read the facts, moron. I think we are at a, I don't know if we needed this or not, because the weird thing that came out of it, which was really, it's in all this nightmare that we've had in the last couple of months, we have this thing where we've had this people getting shot and us all shrugging. Oh, that's really sad. And then we switch the channel and we, you know, continue to watch Survivor or Dancing with the Stars. And then some other dude gets shot back up. And I don't know if people, my wife turned to me at one point during these last weeks of riots, which is just another layer on the cake. She said, she goes, they're not just rioting about a black guy getting shot. They're rioting about the whole situation. Didn't it feel like
that? Yes, really, yes. Probably,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, and you and, take a gun. Like you.
Doesn't part of you go, God, I wonder what a rubber bullet feels like?
You know what? There is actually part of me that wonders what that feels like.
What if that really hurts?
Yeah. And you know what? I bet it does. I bet it really, really does, man.
So yeah, man. So writing my material, I started writing the next show after Carrying Monsters, because you know I'm always looking for what's the next show, and so I started writing the next one, which is all about what's happening, man. How you? I mean, is there anything that your listeners are like really finding out or coming to, like that's helping them through this or making them incensed that they want to? Because it seems like we are this close from either roaming the wasteland in dune buggies or taking our country back like the founding fathers designed it. Like, I don't know what, it seems like it could go either way.
Yeah, well, that's it. It could go either way. And we're lucky. Like, here in Kansas City, it's not near as critical as it is in other cities you see. For whatever reason, man, this has always been, even though it's the Midwest and you would think it would have a certain overly redneck sensibility, but it really doesn't. People have been very, for the most part, incredibly thoughtful. There were some protests, there was some stuff broken, but it really felt like outside agitators. And I hate to, man, get into that whole conspiracy thing, but it's, you watch it, you can see people who are protesting peacefully and they have a voice and they want change and they're honorable and they know that they'll lose their voice the second looting or anything starts. And then you have the brick throwers, and you go, you're not really from here, are you? And pretty much, it lasted a couple days like that. Now we can have a protest, no trouble at all, and it's real Kansas Cityans, it feels like.
That's what's great. It's like, it was cool to see the video where black people who are really protesting to be just, they just want an equal shot in America. That's it. Hey, how about if we did get shot all the time? Could we? That's our base level. We just want to not get dead.
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about. I go, they want to change the syrup bottle, which I'm fine with, or you want to ban a flag. That's fine. I don't care. I don't have any affiliation with it. But that's not what those guys are asking for, just so you know. They just like to be stopped and not killed.
There you go. That's it. Base level.
Yeah.
Base level crap.
Yeah.
And but it was cool to see, like, black moms, like stopping guys and going, here's your brick back. We don't need bricks. Get the hell out of
right.
my city.
Right.
I don't know what is going on with that. And there was a great, I think it was in Houston, two black kids. They got on video and they're like, yo, man, someone left a pallet full of bricks and there's no construction.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid goes, try harder, bro. Right in the camera. That was awesome.
Good
you know,
for that.
We're not falling for the okie doke anymore. And the coolest thing is to see some pasty ass white people out there, and really, you know, just as concerned and just as upset as the black people. If Trump, whatever he tried to divide us, it totally backfired.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked with some people, but it really, I don't think overall it didn't work.
Well, I've learned that certain keywords have just got me where I go, okay, you're off my list, you're off my list, you're off. I will now, I can identify, you know, before it was racism and a-holes were like whack-a-mole, you know what I mean? You'd have to pop up and then you whack them. Now they're just out all the time. So I'm like, great, I can get a good read on you. You're out, you're done. Whatever it is, delete you off social media, avoid you in public. Like, look at the bumper sticker in the back of somebody's car. I'm like, yep, I'm out. And it just, it's nice to try to clear the air with everything. I think most of the people we're all good. You got to hold on. You just got to hold on to everything. I had a buddy, like, dude, I haven't been to my own house in months now. I had a friend who came to stay with me. So he's got trouble in his marriage. He calls me in January and he goes, hey, can I stay with you for a few days? I go, great. Then the quarantine starts. Now he's there. It's great. He's my best friend. He's a great guy. So everything's fantastic. He finally has to go back to work as a truck driver. Boom, gets COVID, never comes back to my house. But he gets 104 degree temperature, stops at a hotel, gets the test, comes up hot Memorial weekend. I go, look, obviously you can't stay in this hotel and ride this out. Come to my house. I'll move in with my girlfriend. I go, you take my house because I can keep an eye on you through the windows or a camera or something. 2 days in, he is almost dead. And he's a 46-year-old fitness guy. MMA fighter, toughest guy I've ever known, no secondary stuff. And I mean, he ends up in the hospital for another 10 days, touch and go. And finally, he's getting better. But it's crazy.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah?
I mean, our grandma's 86, and my wife's grandma, my grandma now, she's awesome. And this woman, there's a lot of weird misinformation. People, it's a hoax. Is it really? Is it? Go look at countertop then, bro.
I know.
How much of a hoax do you really think it is? The cool thing, what you said about the really showed who is up for, you know, making this place better or not, All it takes is his riots, running out of toilet paper, and a worldwide deadly pandemic to make people go, oh, hey, you're an a-hole. Hey, we didn't know before, but now we really get that you're an a-hole. Good job.
Yeah, I suspected, but now I'm very clear as to who you are. And we'll get through
everybody
it.
Everybody on the East Coast, same thing. Buddy on the East Coast, he just called me. He got through it. I didn't hear from him for a long time, and he said 21 days. He said, I lost 4 days. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know what happened. He goes, I just was gone for 4 days.
Yeah.
In the middle of it, I remember most of it. There's 4 days where I disappeared. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. I don't know how I survived it. So, people, please be safe. Be careful. It's not a hoax. Nobody wants to shut down. What, do you realize the planning it would take? We can't decide on what plane travel. We can't decide on anything in this country. You think all of us got together to do a hoax where we could sit on our ass for 3 months? I don't think that happened.
No, of course.
It has really shown, you know, the great thing, it's a culling of morons. We are in the middle of the culling of morons right now. That's what it seems to happen.
Well, the problem is it kills the wrong people. Like, you have to wear the mask to keep from giving it to somebody. So the a-hole who won't wear a mask is giving it to me while I'm wearing a mask. I'm like, man, this is the worst disease ever. If we could just get it to kill the right people, we'd be better off.
Yeah, don't be as stupid as the president. Wear a mask. Don't be as stupid as the president. And I got to be honest, Nancy, if you hate Nancy Pelosi, that's fine. But her mask game is strong. She's matching panties to mask and to jackets to mask. She's amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? It honestly saves some people's not that great looks because I never noticed Pelosi has nice eyes.
That's right, man.
Yeah,
we are in the time where Quasimodo could just be killing it.
Yeah.
Yes, I wear my mask. No, it has nothing to do with hiding how I look.
And, you know, it's not like you are a wilting flower, a guy who is, you know, just this super sensitive guy like Titus, Christopher Titus, the name itself. You think the name, you go, you've seen the specials, people, you know, the brutal, blazing truth that's coming your way. And, you know, just we're talking earlier about how you grew up. Your dysfunctional dad, your mom who battled schizophrenia and manic depression. There was a murder. I mean, there was a lot going on in your family.
Yeah, there was a couple of attempted murders too. Yep. So, but one, she finally got it right. That's her husband. Mom finally nailed it. Only took a bad Thanksgiving dinner and a bullet. But I'm not kidding you. The people, when I tell these stories, people just look at me like, "That really happened?" No, I just decided to make up some stuff about a homicide in my family because I really like comedy.
That's my point is that it's not like, you know, because I think you always want to paint somebody who wants to deal with the real world as like some kind of a pussy or some guy, oh, he just never knows, he's just afraid. And I'm like, listen, you don't understand. Like, guys like you and I, like, we've already seen our things, and you just see the world for what it is, man. It's real out there. It's ugly, it's hard, and you got to change it, and then you got to find a way to deal with it, which is where, like, comedy comes in. What you do for a living is more important now than ever.
Well, we're going to work on it too. We've started doing a thing because we can't go on the road anymore. Imagine your job is at least you guys get to be locked in a room together and you guys all share your diseases and it'll all go through it. But comedy, I got to go into a room with a bunch of 400 morons a show that don't, you know, I ain't wearing my mask. And they're all spewing disease shedding virus at me.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the deal. Like, my job is to stand in front of 400 people shedding virus on me.
Every time they laugh with the thing you desire the most, they're literally launching it on you.
Exactly. So we actually have a studio, which I've had for a long time. I have a soundstage, and we Josh Wolf. Thanks for having him on because we did a show there. And we sell tickets worldwide. Hunkered in the Bunker and worldwide, and we're doing Fortune Feimster next. On the 27th. So if you guys want to see comedy, because listen, be as safe as you need to be. There's no reason to die. Let the morons die because you can't stop them. It's weird, man. I've never seen people just going, I don't care about facts. I ain't a doctor, but I know what's going to happen. Yep, I'm out, bro. So if you go to Combustion Live, we started a new website. We were doing live shows. It's a live show too. So that night you see it. It's on, and then you can't see it again. So Fortune's doing this thing where she's doing a wheel. There's a wheel of jokes behind her of all her jokes she's ever done. and plus new material.
Great.
And she's letting people come in on the internet and talk. And then we've got like 10 people in the audience. They're masked up. We fumigate the room so that everybody's safe. And dude, it's so much fun to be. And I'm screaming like when I did with Josh Wolf. It's a two-story. We have a two-story building where our editing bay is, and I'm screaming at him from the window, Josh Wolf. So we do this thing, and I build a wall to mount a monitor on the wall so we can, because he wants Zoom. He wants to be able to have his family watch his show on
right.
Zoom. So I think, oh, that'll be a fun thing. I put it up, spend the money on the monitor, on the wall, and Josh spends 4 minutes with his family. He goes, all right, guys, we'll talk to you later. So I get up, and he's in the middle of his show, and I walk around to the window above him, and I go, hey, idiot, I just spent about $3,000 to get you to talk to the TV. Start talking to the TV. And he goes, all right. So we put his family back on, and it was really funny. So if you want to see some live comedy, go to Combustion Live, or you go to ChristopherTice.com, buy a Fortune Feimster ticket, and you can sit in your own house. You're not paying $19 for a drink. You get to pick the drinks you want. You're not going to get COVID, and you're going to laugh your ass off.
ChristopherTice.com, and all your specials there, Armageddon, Born with a Defect, Angry Pursuit of Happiness, Voice in My Head. Love is Evil, Norman Rockwell's Bleeding, one of my favorites, man, all of it at ChristopherTice.com. So you can go back and get all this stuff, plus the new stuff at Combustion and your Armageddon update.
Yeah, if you want to see new material, we actually start, because I have 8 specials now, and I'm working on my knife. We put them all, during COVID, we put them all up online. There's 4 up at a time, and we rotate them every week so you can see a new one. And if you want the Armageddon update, we're putting up, go to Christopher Titus TV on YouTube. And we have all kinds of content. And Disney, okay, so 20 Television owns my own show, Titus. They sold it to Disney, who doesn't know they have it. So, wow. In the middle of the worldwide pandemic, I violated copyright laws and put my old TV show up, all 54 episodes.
That's great, man. That's a great idea.
Yeah, no, when they find the cure, I'm going to jail. But I'm fine with that.
You know, I meant to tell you earlier, I've gotten it from both sides, too. I'm driving down the car in the Jeep the other day by myself, rolling down the road, and I roll up next to this middle-aged lady, and she's in her car, and she's got her mask on, which amused me, but I think it's nice. It's crazy. And she looked at me, and I finally realized, why is she mean-mugging me? I'm not wearing a mask because I'm by myself in my car.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Right. Yeah.
But I love the fact that even they, the other side, just goes all goddamn wild, man.
Yeah, it's great. We finally found a place. What brought us together was the hatred of each other's behavior.
Really?
Man, we'll get through it. We always do. The great news, there'll be with that. I just wish we were. It wasn't so effective. COVID seems to be quite effective. Maybe if the idiots keep not wearing masks, at least one of the lanes of the freeway will open up. The traffic will be less. That's all I can hope for at this point.
Well, you've been jumping in into one of the cars or a motorcycle or something, just getting out and just going by yourself for a while?
Yeah, man, for the first month it was awesome, man. I got that Tesla, and I'm building a 65 Chevelle two-door wagon, so my shop, so I had to see, it was like there was no one on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody, now that it's over now, thank you, Mike Pence, that we, there's no one dying anymore. God, I don't know, man, how stupid are we? Are you talking about how dumb we are to just keep, because here's it. This is not a government policy. La, 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 la. That's not policy. That's not helping anybody.
Dude, let me tell you a true story. Yeah. Out of all the shows we've done the other day, and you know how sweet Henry Winkler is. Henry.
Oh, he's the best.
One of the kindest, most decent, most wonderful, warm, sweet. I couldn't love him anymore if he was family. I have such a love for him. And we have wonderful 45-minute talks in the show. And he's just very honest about, and he didn't call anybody names. You know how he presents himself. But he dared question the president and the division in this country and what we need to get back to. And I'm telling you, my boss, Bob, fielded more complaint calls than I've had in 5 years.
Wow, yeah, because Henry Winkler's the problem. Yeah, that's awesome.
No, man.
That's awesome.
He's so good.
You know, I met him when I did that Bruce Springsteen show. He was there one night. Years ago, I did it when I first met Bruce Springsteen, and he happened to be there. It was the weirdest night. And Henry Winkler, I'm stressing out that I could eat Bruce Springsteen, and now I was on that show Big Shots, and he just goes, hey, Chris, I just want to see my wife, and I think you're a great actor. And I was like, holy crap. And then he proceeds to tell me a 20-minute parable about when he was on Happy Days and about, you know, doing what was on the page and reading scripts and stuff. And at one point he broke down show business to the point where I was like, I walked out younger. That's how awesome Henry Winkler is. I walked out, my DNA shifted, and I walked out 5 years younger. That's how awesome Henry Winkler is.
Yeah, yeah. He is everything good.
I would punch Gandhi if he talks crap about Henry Winkler.
I feel the exact same way. Hey, you were talking about your Tesla, man. I got one of those electric Harleys.
Oh, you did? You got the live one?
Yes.
How was it?
It's incredible. It could never replace the feeling of, you know, your big internal, the combustion engine. But it's so fast. It's so good. So well built. It's either all in or off. No gearing, no clutch. So when you're going through a corner and you picked your apex, you're either just in the middle or way in, or you're letting the regeneration system break it down. And it never gets out of line. I mean, this thing is, once you hit your rhythm with it, it's ridiculously fast.
I love that you covered it, because I get crap for giving a Tesla. I'm like, oh man, can't believe you drive one of them electric cars. You bought an electric Harley so no one can say smack. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Is it one of them electric homo motorcycles? It's a Harley.
If it's got wheels, I love it. You know what I mean? I'm that guy. Like, it, I've got Russian bikes. I got an Exile. I got a couple Harleys. I got, you know, I just like motorcycles. If it's got wheels, I'll ride it. And I'll tell you what, man, you would love it. If you get a chance to ride one, you got to do it.
Yeah, I've had my bike license for a long time, but I was gonna get a Thruxton. I was gonna get a Triumph.
Yes.
My son and I were driving somewhere, and this dude came around us on this, like, it was like he was on a Ducati. Like a monster, he pulls around in front of us, and he goes down the street, and there's these cops up in the front, about three blocks ahead, talking to two chicks in a red, red Honda, and they were talking to the girls, and without looking at us coming up the street with no stoplight, they waved the chicks in front of the dude with the bike. He T-boned them, went up in the air, did like the best Cirque du Soleil backflip you've ever seen, landed on the street and broke two ribs, and I was literally on my way to go order the Thruxton, and I said, well, that was like Jesus going, hey bro, not today.
You know what, that's when you listen. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I felt like the hand of God was going, you're a moron, don't get a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Stay in a car,
dude. It's so tough.
My rage, I drive a Dodge Ram. My road rage in a vehicle that I can kill everybody in. Imagine me on a motorcycle. So, dude, I don't know how you stay safe. How are you even riding?
You know what? I go out to, you know, it's Kansas, so I always find a place. I mean, we normally, like, we'll take a big ride after Sturgis and go, A-hole Bob and I went all the way to Cabo a couple years ago. Did the Redwood Forest last year, did Nova Scotia the year before. So we'll really just get out there as far away from people as you can and just, it's great. It's really something, man. I know it's dangerous. And hell, I just finally, after all these years, started wearing a helmet full time.
Wow. Great. Awesome.
I know. I know. I even hate to admit it, but we were on our way to Cabo and I go, huh. And I just thought, it crossed my mind. I go, head injuries in Mexico. I wonder how that goes. And,
My favorite sentence of the last paragraph was, "We get as far as from people as we can." That's such a great sentence. We've really seen where humanity is going. So, but I'll tell you what, man, I'm glad there's still people that think about it the right way, like you guys do, man. It's and I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, anytime, my friend, Christopher Titus. You are a goddamn national treasure. Combustion Live.
By the way, go to Combustion Live. You want to see some live comedy on the 27th, then we're going to be doing more shows. I think we're going to be doing Everlast, the music in it, and we have three cameras. It's not, here's the thing, the comedy shows we're putting on, the reason I started doing it was because every comic was doing shows where they were screaming into their laptop, and I just thought that is not what I signed up for. So we have three cameras and lights, and it's badass, man. So thanks for supporting us, guys. And do anything time you need something from me, I'm here, all right?
Thank you, my friend. Christopher Titus, combustionlive.com. Don't forget the Armageddon Update podcast, ChristopherTitus.com. And have you ever seen, like, Norman Rockwell's Bleeding? Or,
no.
Oh, he'd be your favorite.
No,
he will instantly go to your top three of all time.
Because I was watching Bill Burr last night.
Well,
and just
I mean, Bill Burr, I mean, that's...
Right. I mean, like, there's just certain people that you immediately love. And that's...
Bill Burr might be the greatest comic of our generation. He really will. I mean, he's... And other comics will tell you that.
Yeah.
He may be the greatest of our entire generation.
His face says so much just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, God help you when the words come to follow it.
Well, and you know, with Titus, like, you should go back. And if you didn't watch Titus, it's really about his life.
It's been a long time since I watched the show.
And because of the way you grew up, like, the craziness, mm-hmm. like, you will identify with him because...
People hitting people with cars?
Oh, schizophrenics. People, yeah, like, shooting each other. His mom shot his third husband third on Thanksgiving and killed him. Like... It's a lot. But he's one of those guys, like, you know, I like guys like him because nobody can go, oh, he's too sensitive or he's too that or he's too this. He's too, you know, leftist or whatever. He's a guy who loves guns and motorcycles and cars and he's angry and he's, you know, he is Christopher Titus. Mm-hmm. And then he's also like, and by the way, science is real and you're stupid.
Yeah.
So
try harder.
Yeah. That's the guys I like to listen to. I mean, feel better. And trust me, his views, he is nobody's wilting little snowflake flower.
I've never talked about this before. I'm going to talk about it now. I was born with a defect. I was actually born a child. And I don't understand how human beings run anything. We're the only species born without ability or instinct. Every other animal has it. Dolphin swims for its first breath. Deer walks in an hour. Human child needs two adults around it for 5 years so it doesn't choke on a Cheerio. If babies didn't smile cute, they would be food. Babies are worth it. There's nothing there. Having a baby is like buying a laptop that won't turn on and shits itself. When do we start giving out trophies for sucking? Because I would have been a legend. We'd had a 20-foot mantle at our house, man, over the fireplace. There's where I sucked at baseball. There's where I sucked at football. There's where I sucked at soccer. There's where I dominated for 10 years, sucking and speaking English to anyone of the female sex. Anybody think it's a good idea to get a trophy for losing? It's not a good idea. That's a communist idea, man. You don't get a trophy for losing. You get pizza and you shut your ass up. That's what you get. That's right, man. Your dad... You had bitches at you on the way to the pizza parlor. You get out, he goes, here's a dollar, go play those video games. I'm gonna hit on this waitress and get drunk because looks like my kid's not getting a scholarship.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.